Life presents us possibilities each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Show me. Sun will die and burn the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread on me.
In the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I tell it to you every week and you don't listen. And this week you're going to listen. I'm going to tell you why. Because I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew he was going to do it to you. But I didn't know he was going to do it quite this soon. Who is the he? George Bush Jr. And who is the you? All of you idiots out there that supported him and voted for him. That's who the you is. I told you. I told you, I told you, I told you. 8 days after conservatives of this country put him into office, President Bush announced that he would move aggressively. Let me say aggressively to resurrect his plan of amnesty. That's right, and that's all it is. Anything else a damn lie. It's amnesty. He knew it, and he knew it would anger you, and he didn't care. He just did it. He has his team out here working on this day and night, and he is teamed up with the illegal immigration antichrist, John McCain of Arizona, to legalize millions of law-breaking criminals. That's right. People who have entered our country illegally at the very moment that he and Mr. McCain, and I use the term loosely, were cooking up a plan to go against the 80% of American people who are adamantly against illegal immigration and any amnesties. At that very moment, Colin Powell, President Bush's kid, was in Mexico City sucking up to Vicente Fox by promising him that he would give away the farm. That's right. He was down there promising to give away the farm, to give away America to lawbreakers and illegal aliens. Those of you who email me and tell me I shouldn't talk badly about the president, are you telling me that I should ignore this traitor's act that he is attempting to do? Not one of you has ever told me, not one in your emails has ever said that I lied on the president. No. You just tell me that I shouldn't discuss his dastardly deeds on the radio and on the air. You tell me that he's a good man, but I'm going to tell you something. Good men don't do these things. They do not do these acts, folks. And I don't want to hear about Kerry. Kerry ain't in this no more. He's a used to be, a wannabe, a has been, a finally over with. That's what he is. Kerry's gone. Now we're going to deal with nobody but Jorge Bush, Senor Bush, Presidente of the Estados Unidos. That's who we're dealing with now. This is unbelievable to me that you will still support this man after what he attempted this week. You tell me he's a good man, he's not. And I don't care if he was once an altar boy. I don't care if he was a choir boy. I don't care if he's up for the Nobel Peace Prize. It makes me no difference. This will destroy America. End of discussion. It will kill this country if he amnesties these people. Did he not learn from 1986, from the Simpson-Mazzoli Act? Did he not learn that the amnesty is not the answer? It's only going to cause more illegal immigration. That is a fact. And a lot of you tell me that he does these things because, well, he's unaware of the problem. Well, that means if he's unaware of the problem and he's not doing it because he's intentionally doing it, but he just doesn't know, that means he's stupid. Which also means we have a problem in this country. If we have a president who's stupid, then that means we're in trouble. How could he not know, folks? How could he not know and just be listening to his handlers? How could he not know when he's been the president of the United States for 4 years and 80% of the American people keep telling him that they don't want him to do this? How could he not know when he was the governor of the border state of Texas where the problem is almost as bad as it is in California? How could he not know? He knows. And you know he knows. And why didn't he mention this before the election? Why did he wait until after the election to slap you in the face with it, folks, all you conservatives out there? I'm going to tell you why. Because before the election, he knew you would be pissed, you would be angry, and you would not maybe vote for him, and he wasn't going to take that chance. And now that this election is over with, he has to pay back who he thinks put him in office, and that's the alleged growing Hispanic vote. Now, let me tell you about this Hispanic vote. This is the biggest crock that there ever was in the United States of America. Of all the voters in this country who vote legally, only 7% are Hispanics. Of that, 44% voted for him. That's 3% of his Hispanic voters voted for President Bush, allegedly. And I'm willing to bet that most of them who were Americans were against amnesty. Now, what is he paying back to these people? What is he giving them back? They don't want it any more than we want it. American Hispanics are against illegal immigration. Ask those people with Prop 200 in Arizona, where half of the American Hispanics there voted for it. because they knew that their kids would have to suffer if they didn't. They knew it. The main reason he's done this was stated very well by the Washington Times, folks. It's on Capitol Hill, said Mr. Bush may be emboldened by the fact that he didn't appear to lose the support of conservatives in this year's election. Isn't that what I told you? I told you exactly that, and he did exactly what I said he was going to do. He said he wanted to give amnesty in January, and you folks stayed behind him. You stepped up and voted for him. Some of you probably even gave him money. Oh, you cried a little bit. You made a little fuss. You said, oh, no, we don't want that, but we'll vote for you, Mr. Bush, because you're our guy. You're the guy to do this for us. We need you. You're better than Mr. Kerry. You're going to support this country, and you're going to save us, Mr. Bush. He didn't do none of that. What he did was stepped up and slapped you. He punked you, and you're not saying one word about it. You know why? Because you're more interested in being a Republican than you are in being an American. Now, am I against the Republican Party? No. Am I against the members of the party? No. I am against you fools out there who support this man just because you think he's going to do for you. He's not. And don't tell me about how Congress is not going to allow this to happen. Well, you don't have to worry. Congress is not going to let it go through. That's not the point. We're not talking about Congress. We're talking about your president. We're talking about my president. We're talking about the president of the United States aggressively, remember that word, aggressively seeking to turn our country into the third or fourth or fifth world. That's what we're talking about. What Congress does is a separate issue. We have a president who wants to do this. And personally, that makes me want to vomit. And if it doesn't make you want to vomit, then you're already beyond being sick. You are despicable because you will support anybody that's got an R next to your name, just like the Democrats supported Clinton. And it's sad because this man is leading us down the garden path, and we're all going to suffer for it. Do I want Kerry in office? Hell no. Kerry sucked, but Bush sucks too. Those are separate issues, and you cannot use one to go through the other one. Just because Kerry's horrible doesn't mean Bush isn't horrible. He's horrible. And that's the name of that tune tonight. And if you don't like what I said, change the damn channel. They got a lot of other stuff you can listen to. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Friends, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need an appraisal so you can know how much the house is worth, know how much you're going to get. Where do I get an appraisal? I've got just the place of American Real Estate Appraisals. Call them at 818-223-9498. They will give you the fast, friendly, and professional help that you need, and they also help the Terry Anderson Show by sponsoring us, so you should be helping them to keep them going so they can keep us going. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. Fast, friendly, and they will put more money in your pocket. Give them a call at 818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. Somebody call me and tell me I'm wrong about what I said about the president. I swear to you, I promise, I will be nice. I want to remind all you folks that got friends and relatives out there who cannot hear the sound of our voice, you can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. You can also hear us live at CRN. That's Cable Radio Network. That's right. Radio on your TV. Cable Radio Network. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight live at WSRO AM 650 AM Boston, Massachusetts. WLTH 1370 AM Gary, Indiana. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, and the great K-Dawn. 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, KGTK 920 Seattle, and KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Tonight we have our clown president's clownette, Colin Powell. Wow, what a guy. This week he showed just why he is a piss-poor example of a secretary of state and needs to give up his job. At a news conference last week, Powell made a statement that left no doubt in the minds of American people as to why he should resign. I'll read that statement and then we'll pick it to pieces. Quote, "There are some issues that we know that our Mexican colleagues wish to look at. Regularization and all the other aspects of migration reform. And all the issues that are on the table. But we want to start with the temporary worker program and make sure that we get this right and do this well with our Congress so we have a clear understanding of how we should move forward," unquote. Good Lord, where the hell do I start? Let me start with this first word, regularization. When have you ever heard an American use that word? That is a word that the Raza Nazis, the Reconquistas, the Racistas, and all those from the other organizations use to stop saying amnesty. Second, he says migration reform. Migration is for buffalo and geese. It ain't for people. This is not a migration. This is an invasion. But we don't understand that. Mr. Powell doesn't seem to get it, but the rest of us do. And the third one is, all these issues that are on the table, they ain't on the table here, bruh. These things are not for us. We don't want this as the American people. We don't want these issues on the table. We want it to be squashed. No amnesty, no regularization, and none of the above. And then he isn't enough to talk about this without saying that, quote, a large amnesty could still be in the works. That means forget the guest worker amnesty. Let's just free everybody. Emancipation proclamation. Let's make them all legal. This man is nuts, and he got it from above, from his job, and from his boss, who is also nuts. This week, Mr. Colin Powell, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord, Jesus, unbelievable. Let's get to our guest now, folks, as I calm down and kind of ease it down a little bit here. T.J. Bonner. T.J., welcome to the show tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'm very glad to have you here. We are very proud of some of the work you do. Folks, T.J. Bonner is the, what's your exact title? Let's get
I'm
it right.
I'm the president of the National Border Patrol Council.
Okay. This guy here represents the Border Patrol members, correct?
Yeah, I represent 10,000 frontline Border Patrol employees throughout
the United
States.
And we love those guys. We really do, TJ. We honor them endlessly on this show. We think that those guys are doing a great job. We think they've been handcuffed by the government. And I want to do as a disclaimer, folks, my words about the president and about Colin Powell. My words is not to be reflected on our guests, the management, or anybody else. TJ, let me ask you a few questions. And we think the world of you, too. I remember when you were at that rally with John and Ken, and you stood up and spoke up. That was a great day. And I thought, wow, this guy here has got guts. And we appreciate the comments you made that day. I want to ask you, what do you think is the main issue facing our Border Patrol now, other than having their hands tied and not allowed to do the job?
I guess beyond that is the laws that we have are unenforceable. We don't have the resources we need. Your listeners need to understand that while the president during the debates got up and talked about how many Border Patrol agents he had added and it totaled 1,000 during his entire four-year term, that he's actually cutting the number of agents for this year, and that he's cutting our budget by 5%. It's just amazing. Here we are at a time when our apprehensions went up 25% last year, thanks to his amnesty.
And they're cutting your resources.
Yeah, I mean, he comes out in January and says, hey, anyone who's here, we're going to give you a job. And as a result of that, people just started pouring across the border in record numbers.
Now the administration said that wasn't true. They said that the numbers didn't go up and that President Bush's words in January had no effect on that, that that was a seasonal thing and that those numbers always go up in January. I didn't believe a word of it.
Let me give you the figures. For the previous fiscal year, which ended on the 30th of September of 2003, the Border Patrol caught about 950,000 illegal aliens. This past fiscal year, we caught nearly 1.2 million illegal aliens. That's an increase of 25%.
Wow.
Well, and that's just the ones that we caught. And we know that for every one that we catch, three or four get by us.
That's just common knowledge right there. Well, let me ask you, what do you think it work? You think a fence down there work? I've heard that we could build a fence for $3 million between San Diego and Brownsville. A double wall fence with sensors, cameras, and a high-speed road between the fences. Do you think this would work?
I think the price tag would be much more than $3 million.
Do you really? $3 billion, yeah. Excuse me.
It could be $3 billion. I mean, that's possible. You know, you can build all the fences you want, but as long as American employers are giving jobs to people from other countries, they're going to keep coming over here. They're going to find a way to dig under that fence, go over that fence, go around that fence, but they will continue to come here.
I would agree with that. We do need workplace enforcement, no doubt about it. We talk about that on the show all the time. But I also think we need some more deterrence at the border. Don't get me wrong. One is just as important as the other. I think we need to slow them down. And the problem, and you know, here's the catch-22. The administration doesn't want to enforce it. Not the last two administrations haven't enforced workplace. I mean, we've got the laws there. That was part of the amnesty in 86, was that we would enforce it at the workplace. It hasn't been done.
Yeah, so, and the main reason for that, Terry, is that the law had no teeth. A person would go to an employer with any one of dozens of different documents, all of which could be easily counterfeited, and say, give me a job. On the other side of the coin, if the employer said, well, you know, you look foreign or you talk foreign, they could be fined for doing that. So they would say, oh, okay, I'll give you a job. And then the enforcement agents would go in and say, hey, this is a phony document. And they'd go, hey, what am I, a fraud doc expert? No. So we could not prosecute those people. What they need is a single counterfeit-proof document to establish the eligibility of any person to work in this country.
So you're talking about a national ID?
No, I'm not talking a national ID. I'm talking a counterfeit-proof Social Security card, which you only have to present when you apply for a job.
And this would be the only document you could produce?
The only one you could produce, and it would be counterfeit-proof. It would have your photograph on there. It would have biometric information embedded in the magnetic strip on the back so that it would be virtually counterfeit-proof.
That's the only way
you're going to be able to stop it.
I don't want to go against you here, but I don't think anything is virtually counterfeit-proof. I think, just like you said, you can build all the fences you want. Any document you make, somebody will find a way to get around that. But that's neither here nor there. I think we should work as hard as we can on getting a document that's as good as we can get it. I will go for that. And a lot of people are going to be angry that I say that, but I don't have a problem with that. I'm ready to do anything. I gave a speech in Chicago yesterday, and I told them, I want the ice cream man. I want the crossing guard to enforce the laws. I want everybody out there to enforce immigration laws because I'm fed up where I live. You hear how agitated I am on the radio, TJ. You know why I'm this way? Because of where I live. I live in South Central LA, and it looks like the third world, and I'm sick of it. And nobody seems to care. And I know those guys out there on the line care. I've talked to many of them. I've been down there to NACO and all these other different border places, and I've talked to the guys out there. And I'm going to say something about these guys. They're courageous, valiant men. But you know what? It's not fair what we're doing to them as a country. It's really not fair, and I'm angry about it. And I think if we put up a fence, it would help them and assist them in doing their job. It wouldn't be foolproof. It wouldn't be foolproof, but I think it would help them not have to do as hard a job. What do you say to that?
Well, I think it would help. I mean, and any help we can get is appreciated. But, I mean, here's what this president did in the budget that we just got shoved down our throat. He took about 5% of our resources that we were using for agents, for vehicles, for gas to put in those vehicles, and he made us buy more cameras and more sensors. And these eyes and ears are great, don't get me wrong, Terry, but they don't catch a single soul. I've never seen one of those cameras jump down off the pole and catch an illegal alien.
You can't apprehend somebody with a camera.
No, and all that does is tell you, yep, you just lost another 100. Well, that's great.
Well, you think
how about giving us a few more men out here so that we can catch some of those people that we see going by us?
Well, TJ, do you think this is due to the politically correct atmosphere that we live in now, which we call on the show the PCBS? Do you think that has anything to do with it, that Bush is trying to please Jesus. I'm not trying to make you make a comment about the president. But do you think the political correctness of our country right now has to do with your resources being taken away and the attitude of not giving them the tools they need?
I think that I'm not sure that you blame it on the political correctness of the country. I think that a lot of politicians are pandering to the Mexican people, and I'm not saying Hispanics. I'm saying the Mexicans over in Mexico.
There's a difference.
And they've cozied up to that government and are trying to work out these arrangements now. And I'm not surprised at all that they came out right after the election and resurrected their amnesty proposal. And
I predicted it myself.
It is an amnesty because amnesty is defined in the dictionary as forgiving someone for breaking the law, as a government granting a blanket pardon. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're saying, look, if you're here already, we'll give you a job. And they say, we want to match a willing worker with a willing employer. And that scares me when I hear that, because what that means to me is that you can take an employer who says, you know, I'm looking for a well-trained mason, a highly skilled mason. I'm only willing to pay $5 an hour, by the way, and I can't find any Americans to do it.
You
for
can
that.
Get that from
but
Mexico.
But I can find a whole line of people from Mexico.
Tons of them. Tons of them. $4 even if you promise they're going to come here and bring their wife and kids and get some benefits.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely, because the average wage in Mexico is $4 a day.
A day, absolutely. Well, you know, as long as we have this disparity in wages, we're gonna have this problem. But you know what I always say? I didn't create it, and I don't want to have to live around it. And I think that something should be done to protect the American people, of which I am one. And it angers me. It angers me that we are willing to amnesty these people. And like you said, that's what it is. It's an amnesty. They call it a guest worker program. You know what? I wouldn't be for a guest worker program under any condition, but I would understand it if they said, you know what, we need guest workers here, but we're not going to take anybody that's in the country illegally. We're going to take people who've never come to America, and we're going to go to Mexico and get people who are in Guadalajara and Veracruz and Chiapas and all these other places. That's what we're going to do. Then I would say, well, okay, maybe this is real. But no, they want to amnesty the ones that are already here. You are rewarding these people.
Yeah, back in 1986 when they did the last amnesty, they estimated that there were 3 to 4 million people in the country illegally, and they estimated that 500,000 of those people would qualify for the what they called at that time a legalization, which was not just an amnesty, but they rewarded them with permanent resident status and the ability to become an American citizen. At the end of that process, 2.7 million people qualified for that, many of them through fraudulent means. And now here we are, what, 18 years later?
Going to do it again.
And we
haven't learned anything.
At a minimum, we have 8 million people in the country illegally, but it's probably closer to 15 million people.
I wouldn't
accomplished nothing but telling the world that we were stupid and that we were going to do it again. And sure enough, we're proving them right.
TG, I got to take a hard break. Can you stick around about 5 more minutes?
Oh, sure.
Okay, we're going to keep. I got a couple of callers want to talk to you. What we're going to do now, we're going to hear racism at its best. People say that I make some statements on the radio, but let me show you some real racism. Tell me what you think of this, folks.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition, and that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority, because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present. The balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as the community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the Terry Anderson Show live from Los Angeles on News Talk 870 KRLA, heard nationwide on the Cable Radio Network and LBN Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
All right, folks, we're going to get right back to our guest, Mr. T.J. Bonner. We appreciate him spending his time with us tonight. We appreciate the work he does. And I got a couple of callers, T.J., that want to ask you a question, if that's okay with you.
Oh, sure.
Okay, let's go to Bob calling from Prescott, Arizona. Bob, what do you hear? What do you say? You're on with T.J. Bonner.
Thanks, Terry, and hi, T.J. Terry, it was great seeing you back in Washington. And
yeah, it was.
Last month, and we really appreciate your coming over to Arizona in support of Yes on Prop 200.
My pleasure.
And TJ, I'd like to say thanks to you also and your council for supporting Yes on Prop 200. It passed, as you all well know, and it looks like it's something that's going to sweep across the country, I hope. We'll just have to wait and see. TJ, what I wanted to ask you about, in Arizona, do you know if there have been any QRT teams established here? I understand about 2 years ago, Kyle mentioned that they were going to try to do it. Has that just been shoveled away, or are there QRT teams now?
You know, I don't represent those people, Bob.
I understand
that.
But I
believe that there are. I mean, I know that they're running that ice storm operation.
Right.
So in select areas of Arizona, they certainly have an increased presence, although clearly not enough, or you guys wouldn't be under a state of siege.
Right.
Okay. State of siege is exactly what they're under, perfectly put.
Right. And that brings me to the next question. Are you aware of whether at any time since 1996 has the emergency immigration enforcement, whereby they bring in state and local law enforcement agencies to deal with a perceived invasion, so to speak, are you aware of any exercises or whether or not that's ever been implemented?
I'm 99.44% certain that it has never been implemented.
Okay, how about mere exercises? Do you know if they've actually brought some of the state and local agencies together to work with the Border Patrol and perhaps even the National Guard?
Not under the authority of that act. I mean, there have been, you may be familiar with the incident down in Chandler, Arizona, where everybody got their hands slapped for trying to cooperate.
Right.
I remember. I got to go, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
All right, good night.
Take care. Let's give you one more. I got one more person here who said they want to talk to you, TJ. Let's go to Evelyn calling from Irvine. Evelyn, you're on with TJ Bonner.
Yes, hello, TJ.
Hi, Evelyn.
I wanted to talk about Congressman David Dreyer. He now boasts that he collaborates with you, and he claims that he has always fought against illegal immigration, but many of us who know about him, he has the worst voting record of all Republicans in Congress. He's repeatedly voted for amnesties to import foreign workers, also to accept that bogus matricula consular card, and even Social Security for illegal workers. He's never done a thing about the anchor babies, and when challenged about all this, he lies. I respectfully suggest that you collaborate with someone else in Congress, not this fraud.
I appreciate that, Evelyn, but let me explain how the system works. I'm a peon like everyone else other than those 435 members of the House of Representatives and the 100 senators. They introduced bills. He came to me and said, I want to introduce the bill that you have been advocating for these many years. And I said, sure, if he's a foxhole convert, I'll take that because
we need at least
218 people to vote for this change in the House of Representatives. And by the way, Tom Tancredo signed on to that bill also, as did Lamar Smith. So the idea is sound, and I know that you have trouble with the messenger, but we need at least 218 of those messengers in the House of Representatives, and we're a far cry from that right now.
F, thanks for the call. TJ, let me just say this in your behalf. I mean, here's something you've been wanting to get done, and a crocodile steps up and says, and I'm not calling this man a crocodile, but I'm just saying, they step up and say, well, I've got the power. I'm going to sponsor it. What do? You say, no, I don't want it anymore. You're going to take what you can get, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But on Evelyn's behalf, let me just say this. We don't trust this guy, and you know the story. You know all about the political human sacrifice with John and Ken. But maybe this guy's born again. I don't know. But I know this. I know this one fact: we did get his attention, and that's important. So maybe,
we need to get the attention of a lot more of these lawmakers because they're not listening.
They're not. TJ, we gotta go. I want to thank you for coming, but I want to do this for you. If there's one point that you would like to make before you go, this is your time.
Thanks. Let me put in a plug for a website that we've been running since the president came out with his amnesty plan. Noamnesty.com. It's an opportunity for all of your listeners to let the president and their elected representatives know that they do not support the president's amnesty plan. Again, it's real easy to remember, noamnesty.com.
Noamnesty.com. You know what? We're going to get that up on our website.
Great.
TJ, thank you so much for coming on tonight. I really appreciate it. This is a hardcore illegal immigration show. That's all we talk about. We don't take sides. We are nonpartisan, but we appreciate the work you do and your guys out there. We are very, very pro the guy out there where the rubber meets the road, and we thank you.
Thank you.
You take care.
Good night.
All right. All right, folks, there he was. You heard what he had to say. Let's get to the phones now. I don't want to waste any more time. Let's go to, not that I was wasting time with TJ. I'm not saying that, but I want to get to you folks. Let's go to Arthur, calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Arthur, what do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you, sir.
Let's find out how much common sense and logic you have, because it seems to be a thing of the past in America. Quality and service are out the window. The country has turned into a latrine over the past several years. Let me ask you a question. Out of the 15 million or so illegal Mexican aliens we have in the country, proportionately speaking, what percentage of that 15 million do you believe are picking fruits and vegetables?
About one, maybe two.
A very small percentage.
Yep, very small.
Can you agree on that?
Absolutely.
You concur. All right, fine.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you another question now. Who would hire a criminal?
Probably another criminal.
Thank you. All right, let's understand something. I see you're a man of logic and common sense. Let's understand that the two-party system in this country is an illusion.
Oh, it's been
it doesn't make any difference.
It's been an illusion.
Whether a Republican or a Democrat wins, nothing changes.
Nothing changes, Arthur. If
because
you...
they are not running the country.
Arthur,
President Bush is nothing more than a figurehead like the Queen of England.
If you talk to Republicans now...
He is a go-between.
Absolutely. If you talk to...
the Mafia and the L7 squares.
Well, what I will say is this, Arthur.
The Mafia is running...
Arthur, you gotta let me talk.
Bush is bought and paid for.
Okay, you gotta let me talk now, Arthur. If you talk to the Republicans, they will tell you that he's better than Clinton was. And if you talk to Clinton, they will tell you, the Democrats will tell you that he's better than Daddy Bush was. Guess what? I don't see any difference. Now, there's people
what
out
did
there.
I just say? It's all
yeah,
BS.
Yeah, it's all, it really is. They're all the same.
Nobody is coming out because they are either giving out disinformation purposefully or they're ignorant of the fact. I'm talking about Michael Savage, Mike Reagan, Drudge, Limbaugh. You will not hear what I am telling you from anybody on any talk radio station, and I listen to them all, you included.
Well, if you listen... Well,
who put Jack Kennedy in the White House?
I wasn't...
Back in the 60s.
For my time, I don't know. I guess America...
How about Frank Sinatra and the Mafia?
Oh, yeah, I've heard
that.
They
elected JFK. Do you understand that?
I absolutely
do. Do you know why he was killed?
I don't...
I know why he was killed.
To be honest, Arthur, I don't care.
Castro didn't kill him.
Well, I really don't care who killed him, and we talk about illegal immigration here, and I try to stay focused on that. So,
all right, fine. Let's focus on illegal
immigration. You're absolutely right about who's not doing what. And let me say this. All I'm going to focus on is the guy whose watch this is, and that's George Bush Jr.
The point I'm trying to make is it wouldn't have made any difference if Kerry won or Bush won.
You get no. If you call here looking for an argument, you're not going to get it because I agree with you, Arthur. I really do.
No, I'm not looking for it.
No, I know you're not. That was a figure of speech. I totally agree with you that there is not a bit of difference between the two when it comes to this issue. And I honestly think that we would have been better off with Kerry. And I'm going to tell you why. Because if Kerry would have brought up amnesty 8 days after the election, the Republican Congress would have pit-bulled him. They would have aped this guy. They would have made this guy think he was wearing a steak suit in a kennel.
The point that I'm trying to make is he would have attempted to do the same thing and grant amnesty.
But the Congress would have attacked him, which they are not going to do to Bush. That's my point. I got to go, Arthur. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Sure.
All right, let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge. Wendy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Great show.
Thank you.
Last Monday night, I was watching the news. I caught a glimpse of it, and Chuck Henry did a whole thing on illegal immigration at 11 o'clock, and he showed Douglas. And he showed the wide open territory.
Did you ever think you'd see that on the Alphabet News?
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, but
yep.
It's true.
Yep.
And Chuck Henry just showed, you know, hundreds of people crossing the border day and night. And if people do not understand that we are looking at another 911 situation after the first of the year if they don't close the borders.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt at all, Wendy. And I am very pleased to see that the, you know, 2, 4, and 7 here to you folks across the country, that's NBC, CBS, and ABC, have finally started to show maybe, shall we say, intelligence by at least mentioning this now. Their pieces are slanted, but I remember 5 years ago they wouldn't even put a slanted piece on because they don't want you to hear the words illegal immigration. So I am encouraged by this, Wendy. I really am.
Yeah, I know, and it's people like you and Ken and Bob, but Terry, you were the first. You and George Putman were the leaders of the pack.
Well, I
and
appreciate
that. It's finally trickled down, and thank God.
I appreciate that, but I came long after George. George has been screaming this almost 40 years now, and you know what? I think finally, George, at 90 years old, is going to get to see the fruits of his labor on this issue, and I applaud him more than anybody else because he was never afraid to do it, and he was my mentor. Wendy, I got
to
go.
Listen, real quick, Terry.
Uh-huh.
I have Jim Mars coming to talk about global 911 this Thursday at the Granada Forum, and the phone number is 818-385-4003.
All right,
kid. Thank you so much, Terry.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Debbie calling from Sherman Oaks. Debbie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well,
I'm going to say this, my first point, and I'm going to make it very clear. I am not defending the president on this issue.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to call people like me un-American because I belong to the Republican Party.
I never said that.
Totally
I never
or
said.
Or less of an American.
Hold on. I will send you a copy of the tape of the show. I never used that term.
I heard something along the line.
Now it's something along that line.
American.
I never said that. What I said was that Bush was doing an un-American act. That's what I said. That is what I said. I have never said anybody who supported Bush was anything but stupid. Now, if you supported Bush, you're stupid. That's my opinion. I have that opinion of you.
I just made my point very clear. I'm not defending him on this issue.
Okay.
All right. So because of the fact I'm a Republican Party, that makes me a bad person.
No, I never said that. I'm not against the Republican Party. I am against people.
Well, good. Then don't put the entire Republican Party.
I never put the Debbie, what I'm going to do, I just put you on hold, so shut up. Now, check this out. Here's what I'm saying. The Republican Party that allows this man to do what he has done is a stupid party, just as the Democrat Party was stupid to allow Clinton to do the same thing on his watch. Clinton was no better. Clinton was horrible, but this is not Clinton's watch. This is George W. Bush's watch. This is his time in the sun. This is his fifth year of an eight-year presidency. Now, if you're going to tell me that your party is doing all it should be doing, you are wrong, Debbie. You are absolutely wrong. The Republican Party is not doing what it should be doing. I spoke to 100 people in Chicago yesterday, all Republicans. You know what? Each one of them agreed with me that the party is not doing what it should. You people act like gang members. You act like the Crips and the Bloods. My gang is better than your gang. You are no better than the Democrats if your party will not straighten out this issue. Who is in power now, Debbie? And I'm going to let you back on the comment. But you tell me, who's got the House? Who's got the Senate? Who's got the most of the governors in this country? And who's got the presidency? It is the Republican Party. And when I lean toward ideologies, I lean with the Republican Party. But I am not going to defend the ignorance and stupidity that the Republicans are doing now. They are not doing their job, and you know they are not. Now, I'm not saying the members are stupid unless they act stupid. And voting for this man was a stupid act, and I will stand by that. And your comment is?
Oh, well, you might as well include Congressman Tancredo,
stupid.
Senator McClintock, Dick Mountjoy.
Stupid.
Why don't you include them?
I include them. My opinion, I agree.
And they're the ones.
Why did you vote for him, Debbie? Why did you vote for him? Debbie, why did you? Don't put anybody, you don't need any soldiers to defend you. Why did you vote for the man? Tell me that.
Because there was no choice. There was no third party.
And what did you end up with?
The other one, and that was it.
Okay, and what did you end up with, Debbie?
You're going to call me a goddamn idiot?
No, I'm not going to use language like that, Debbie. I'm just going to call you stupid. I'm not going to say you're a GD idiot. But what angers me is people like you who drink the Kool-Aid. You are ready to step up and do anything because
I said I am in agreement with this issue. I do everything I can.
Well, this is an illegal. This is an illegal.
To fight this issue.
Debbie, what is this show about?
I'm upset like you and everybody.
What is this show about, Debbie? What is this show about?
I already know what this show is about.
Well, tell us. Tell us to make sure you're listening. Tell us. What is it about? This show is about illegal immigration. So everything I say about the president, everything I say about the president is based on that issue and nothing else. Have you ever heard me discuss the war, Debbie? No. Have you ever heard me discuss abortion? No. Have you ever heard me discuss gun control? No. I have opinions on all those things. But on this show, we stay focused and we talk about illegal immigration. And on that subject, Bush sucks. And anybody who voted for him is just as dumb as he is. And if you don't like it, Debbie, I have a question. Why do you keep listening? There are other shows to listen to. Change it to somebody else because I am not going to change. This is what I'm always going to say. It's what I'm going to feel, and I am right to say it. And you know why? Because George Bush is going to ruin this country. And what I said a few minutes ago to the person before, if Kerry would have been elected, which I would have hated also, and I would have been against him and his party also, but let me say this. At least the Republican Congress would have attacked him, not like the Republican Congress is doing now, with the exception of Tancredo and a few others. And a few others who step up. The Republican Congress is silent on this issue. They are afraid. You know why? Because he is their guy. Debbie, thank you for calling the show. Have a nice evening. Let us go to Les, calling from Pasadena, California.
And good evening, Terry. I have a message for Debbie and other Republicans who would rather go down in flames with their own party than vote for a Democrat or, God forbid, an independent. Okay, Debbie, you voted for your king, George Bush, and your friends voted for his court jester, David Dreyer. Now, as Terry said, George Bush wants to give amnesty to every illegal alien in this country, which will only trigger another round of illegal immigration.
And Les, what Debbie's thinking right now, well, so did Kerry. That's what she's thinking. So I just want to say it for you, Debbie. Go ahead, Les.
Thank you. And I'd also like to remind her, George Bush wants the mother of all trade agreements, the FTAA, which will create a European-style union with open borders. If that happens, Debbie, we can kiss our jobs, our security, and our sovereignty goodbye. Debbie, you need to think about your children and grandchildren instead of thinking about yourself. And for all of you Republicans, if you want to atone for your sins at the ballot box, you can start by helping Terry Anderson, Barbara Coe, George Putnam, Glenn Spencer, CCIR, and FAIR. And you can stop the FTAA by going online at www.stoptheftaa.org.
Les, thanks for the call.
Stoptheftaa.org.
Les, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And Debbie, let me say this. I know you still listen. Let me say this to you. You have the right to call me stupid for saying what I say. I won't. That's your right. That's your right. And you say Tom Tancredo voted for George Bush, so I can't call him stupid. I don't think you or I were in the voting booth when he marked it down. So you don't know who he voted for. I don't know who he voted for. I don't know who McClintock or anybody else voted for. All I know is the man is going to kill this country. Let us go to, I believe it's Sherelle calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. What do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, I am so glad you're on the air telling people what you're telling you, because we're going to lose our country, and you have every right to say it, and I'm glad you're saying it and getting the word out.
You know, it's not about partisan politics with me. What it's about is being fair. This is an illegal immigration show, and on that issue, George Bush sucks. That's what we talk about. I'm not talking about how he feels about dogs and cats, whether he takes a swim every Saturday. This show is about what he does on immigration.
You're right, and he's ruining the country with illegal immigration.
And let me say... Go ahead.
I'm just saying, I'm glad you're saying it and getting that message.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling from Las Vegas. And let me say this, folks. You Californians are the worst. You are the worst. Here was a chance. You know California's lost to the Democrats. You know this is a Democrat state now, and no matter who you vote for, it's not going to count for George Bush. Why didn't you take that vote, even if you wanted Bush to be president? Why didn't you take that vote and vote for a third party as a protest and then tell your party that you did it? It didn't count anyway. I want to get that over to you. It didn't count anyway. So since it didn't count, why didn't you use it as a protest? You still got your clown as a president, George Bush, and you made a protest vote to tell the Republican Party that you are sick and tired of what they do. But no, you stepped into that ballot box and you marked Bush with capital letters, all four of them, because you were proud of this guy. And that's what I'm saying, Debbie. You are walking behind an idiot. So are the Kerry followers. No difference. Let's go to Beverly, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Bev, not much time.
Hi there.
How you doing?
We're battling it out here. It's a battleground state.
I know it is.
Jeff,
you guys are doing a great job also.
Oh, thanks. Jeff Lake was on the radio with Bob Mohan yesterday. That the people of Phoenix called in, and they called him everything except for an SOB and a traitor.
Well, I met Flake last year when I testified in Congress, and I don't think much of him. Here's another open borders guy, Beverly. Here's a guy that wants to give away the country, and it just angers me.
Well, what I'd like to do is wipe that smile off this face. But just keep praying for us. We're battling hard here. We need donations for the
Prop 200.
For Prop 200,
right.
For the lawyers.
For the lawyers, yeah.
Yeah. And,
you have a phone number or a website or something you could give out, because I got to go, Beverly.
Okay, well, yeah, it's right here. It's donations on Prop 200. Yes, on Proposition 200 is the name of it. P.O. Box 15851, Phoenix, Arizona, 85060.
All right, Beverly, I got to go. Thanks so much for listening there on KFNX.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Carrar, calling from the Wilshire District, L.A. Carrar, not much time. You got about 30 seconds.
I want to say that where was that Debbie the last 4 years? I mean, George Bush has been fighting to get his amnesty going.
That's right.
And Every time that Vicente Fox visited, and the first thing he did was beg. He's a beggar. He always begs whenever he comes into town. So Debbie must be blind.
Well, I think Debbie's like a lot of people. I think Debbie thinks she's looking at the big picture, but what she's doing is perpetuating the status quo, and that's the truth. Carrar, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Let's go to Steve calling from Anaheim. You got about 30 seconds, Steve.
Yes, there's a number in the White House. I know a lot of you don't know it, but you really need to call this. It's 202-456-3851. His name is Trey. When you call, you got to put more pressure on these people, not just Ace and Hutchinson, other people. This is another number. You people can put pressure on this guy. He's in the White House up there. His number is 202-456-3851.
All right, Steve.
Thank you, Jerry.
Got to go. Thank you, buddy. Call me again.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jimmy calling from Laguna Hills. Jimmy, you got about 10 seconds.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Terry.
Yes, sir.
Just want to say we're in big trouble next year. We got a Republican-controlled Congress, Republican-controlled Senate, and Bush is going to twist their arms to get his amnesty through.
They are.
And if that happens, Terry, we're one step close to a revolution in the
Jimmy,
state.
You're right on the money, but I don't think Debbie and the rest of them see it. Thank you for the call, sir. Mm-hmm. Call me again.
Bye-bye.
Debbie, one more thing. Let me say this to you. I am harder on the Republican Party because I expect more from the Republican Party. Did you get that, Debbie? I expect more from the Republican Party than I expect from whale-hugging, tree-kissing, kill-the-baby-in-the-womb Democrats. I don't expect anything from them. But I expect from the Republican Party, who tells me they are the conservative party, to act conservatively, and they have not done it. Debbie, that is why I am so hard on the Republicans. You are harder on your own kids than you are on the ones on the down the block. You don't care what the neighbor's kids do, but if your kids do what they do, you're going to be hard on them. And that's the way life should be. You should be hard on those that you expect something from and those who you have entrusted with your future and the destiny of this country. I think the Republicans will be the ones to save this country. But without you and me pushing them, they're going to do what they want to do. Bush proved that last week when he made that announcement. I want to thank Carol DeLee for taking your calls and my engineer par excellence, Mike Reed. And I want to remind you folks, we do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want you to stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy K, folks. Great folk music show. I want to remind you of those three websites that we talk about every week. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, Debbie.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.